Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 35. The End is Near. Part 1 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
Hey, Saul, you there? Answer me, buddy!
Give it to me! Saul! Saul!
He was just there!
Saul?
Get stuck! Get the guns inside!
What?
Saul?
What?
Saul!
Lizzie!
Where are you?
I'm at the back gate. I'm coming for you. Where you at?
What? I don't know. I'm in a building. There's a window outside. I can see a brick building across the way.
Baby, that doesn't help. I need to know where you...
Here, I'll help.
No, I'm not letting go.
Look, sit down. I got this. Saul, she's pretty shook up, right? We're in one of the old office buildings near the park and the hospital.
That's like way the fuck on the other side. All right. Keep her there. I'll find a way in. Don't let anything happen to her, okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll be fine too.
Look, I'll start worrying about you when you're running around pregnant. What are you doing?
I'm making some notes.
Now? About what?
I can finally see inside this place, so just stay low. Tower there and there. The streets run here and here. Shit, I wish I had more time.
We got biters on the outside.
As long as it stays that way, we'll be fine. The walls are strong.
I got others to help us. Where are the guns?
Here! Get over here! I want you two to get up there and take those positions in the tower. Got it?
Alright, so, I'm going with you?
Only seven? You said there were more.
This is it for now. There are others, but everyone's scattered.
I don't know who any of these people are. They're Scratch Guys, Darize, and a bunch of colonists I've never seen before. How do we know who not to shoot?
Got that covered.
Hey, Johnny.
Here, everyone tie a red cloth around your arm so we know who's us. And anyone we arm, make sure they get one too.
I'll make sure. Here, everyone tie these on.
What if these guys aren't with us?
I know everyone here. They're good.
And who the fuck are you?
Bixby.
Where the hell's that gatekeeper guy?
We got separated back by the houses after Darize guy started shooting at us.
Vic, this guy Bixby, he good?
Yeah, he's good. He saved my ass at the tanker. You can walk the district main street up and go a few blocks and go through.
What was that? This thing keeps cutting out.
I said he saved my ass at the tanker!
Can I have the gun now?
Are you sure? Here.
What about you guys? Where's the rest?
This is it for now.
Nobody else? Where's Michael?
Gone.
Now that's a pity. All right, you two, take those spots on top of the gate. Be careful.
Where's the sat phone?
Gatekeeper grabbed it last night. Should be at Clayton's.
And where's that?
Down that way. Last house on the left.
Crap. We can't just run down there.
I know. Street's wide open.
There's a path down the back if you follow the fence line.
Get behind the truck!
Shit!
Oh, God! What the?
Move!
I'm fine. Are you good?
I got him! Bixby, there's about 30 of us at the dead end.
Where is that? Where are my map?
Right there. Okay. That's not too far.
Okay, get back there and bring them here. We need to get them armed. Take Harper Street. That looked clear.
Okay, I can,
Wait.
What?
That street's Harper?
We don't have time to wait.
I'll go tell him.
Stop! Don't do a goddamn thing. You're going the wrong way.
Thanks for the weapons and all, but you've been here like 5 minutes. You don't know a thing about this place.
Oh, you done did it now.
Oh, yeah? Take a look around the other side of the van, one street up.
It's just another tower, so what? We can get past that.
That guy's been taking pot shots with his AK-47 up there. You're about to have your people go right through his line of fire.
Then we go around.
You could still lose people when you have no reason to.
She's right. Oh, he's up there good. The sandbags on the back are going to make it a tough shot. But he's got to run out of ammo sometime.
I don't know. There's a lot stored up. Someone could bring in more from the armory.
Where? Where is that?
Here. But who knows who's running it? The prisoners got their own fight going on right now. Last I saw, maybe five or so were holed up in there, but I'm betting there's more now.
We should take that area.
30 people could do that. That's how many are at the dead end.
Yeah.
You just said I shouldn't bring them here. What the hell are you suggesting?
Take the truck there, a whole lot easier.
And that thing's strong enough to get in close to the armory. Unless they got more rockets. They don't have any more of those, right?
I've never seen anything like that. But they might have some pipe bombs.
That's no RPG, but could mess up the van.
If you drive it up fast enough, they may not be able to set any off, okay? Those are like little grenades, right?
Yeah, they use them at the tower.
But the Maulers won't want to use them close. They kill themselves.
I wouldn't put nothing past them at this point.
What are you thinking? We drive the truck into the gun room?
As much as I would like to get in there first, that's most likely where all the prisoners went. So we should clear out everywhere else beforehand, starting with the towers. We need eyes above and people to control the positions around the arms rooms. You have comms up on those things?
Yeah, they all run through the radio room. That place is probably wide open right now. That's, here on your map.
All right. Bixby, you take the truck. Get those people at the dead end armed and take out the guy in the tower above the road. Use the truck to distract him and try and hit him from other positions. He'll get overwhelmed quick, then take the other towers. The rest of you, come with me. We're securing the comm room.
Yes, ma'am.
It's CJ, not ma'am.
I'm moving the truck, so you may want to go now.
You ready, Saul?
Yeah. Calm room. Makes sense. Then we get Lizzie.
Glad you're thinking clearly for once.
Are we going now?
All right.
Hey,
I'm coming.
Vic, how's she doing? You guys still good?
So, what's the plan?
Ah, damn it. Battery's dead. Hey, wait.
I'll hear you.
Vic, shit, sorry, man. Battery went dead. You still good?
Finally, I've been calling you. Bert's here.
What? How the fuck is that possible?
He didn't make it to the chopper. Lizzie thinks they're holding him in the hospital. I mean, he's not doing good. They've kept him in there since the tower.
Holy shit. CJ, Bert's in...
I heard. At the hospital, right?
You need to get there quick. They might be gunning for him now. He's a sitting duck, and I can't leave Lizzie.
But we still need comms. That's just as important.
Who's at the hospital? Is it Claire?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're across from it now. Haven't seen any movement in or out of there.
You get the comm room, I'll get Bert. If Lizzie's nearby, you can get her to the hospital afterwards. That'll let us keep her safe and also have medical supplies.
Yeah, I'm betting we'll need those.
Wait, why don't you get the comm room? I'll get Bert.
The comm room might have more resistance. She and I will be able to sneak in without anyone noticing if there are Maulers still hanging around.
Keeping me far from her, huh?
Vic's with her. And you trust him. Take the radio. I'll meet you at the hospital. We don't have much time.
The path along the wall still should be clear. Take a left to head to the radio room.
Come here. Here, Johnny. Take it.
What about the sat phone?
We'll get that later. It'll take time to fix anyway.
Can we hurry this up?
Glenn, we'll get the sat phone soon, but gotta go do some things first.
Standing by. Just let me know.
We're moving.
I'm taking you two.
So who am I going with? You. Come with me.
We'll get the towers.
CJ,
all right,
wait.
Go with you.
Don't go inside the hospital yet, all right? This shouldn't take long. Only check it from the outside, see if anyone's in there.
Why?
You know how to properly clear rooms?
No.
Then just wait by the door, okay?
Fine, but hurry up. Stay behind me, okay?
Let's get going.
Come on, drive.
All right, get in the back.
Hold up. One last thing.
Seriously.
Damn it. I forgot, we got a few extra vests. Here, put these on.
Oh, okay. We could use these.
All right, we're going. Come on! Go, go, go!
Got that one. Nice. Ah, I'm almost empty. Only like 2 shots left. It's all right. We're here, right? This is it. Doesn't look like a hospital. It's not a real one. There's no guards. I don't see anyone inside.
They're all at the armory.
Now, where do I go from here? There's a lower level. They would keep him there.
Stay behind me.
Wait, you can't go in yet. He said...
Just get behind me.
The stairs are over here.
Always clear. It's gotta be in one of these. Not this one.
Not this one either.
It's gotta be this one. Hey! Hey! Anyone in there? Hey! Bert?
What the fuck is going on out there?
I'm gonna break it down.
Wait! There's an alarm. Look. Get out of the hallway! Shit!
What's going on?
Just sit tight, I'll get you out!
The hell you will!
Damn it! Just you, huh?
There were 2 of you.
Whoever you are, shoot that bitch.
I will!
Missed.
Let me out. I'll fuck her up.
Stand back from the door. Shit, no, I can't. The alarm. Stay in there.
Figured that out, did ya? Aw, too bad.
Just go get help.
I can't, but she can't either. I got her pinned. Don't worry. Others will be here soon.
No, they won't. You're lying.
You'll just have to wait and see, huh?
You'll be dead before then. My guys are on their way, too. I guess we'll just have to see who gets here first.
Hey! Scarface. Yeah, I'm ready to tell you where they went now.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll tell you where they're not. They're not roasting like your brother. I'm sure he's warm and toasty down there.
I'd give you the finger. But personally, I like how yours dangles around my neck. Yeah? You like that? You've got me a real nice necklace now. You can't hit me from here, honey. You'll run out of ammo first.
I have another gun. I think I'll be fine.
You know, I may not have a good shot at you, but I sure do have one at the door at the end of the hall. Who did you say was coming to help you again? Be a real tragedy. Someone comes all that way for you. just to get a bullet in the face.
Shit!
One down. I hope that one lasts.
Just take it easy. Only take the shot if you can see that bitch's scar.
I will.
Someone's joining the party! Is it mine? Or yours?
No.
Who's it gonna be?
Warn them.
What if it's her people? I'll give away my position.
Decisions? Decisions.
I could just...
Be quiet!
Gonna be, huh?
You only got that little thing? It's how you use it. Well, come on.
Gladly. Come here.
That? It's over. We win.
Damn it.
Saul?
But I got you.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Olegario, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, Tammy Klein, Blair Beihauer, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehotch, Glenn Hoffner, and Carl Schwaber. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Line producer, Simon Nepper. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Music intro by Brother Dan. Series artist, Ben Hosack. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.